Okay, we're beginning the Rambam. We're up to Sholesh Lishi, the Rambam's intro to Sefer HaMitzvos. The third principle which the Rambam will adhere to in deciding which are the 613 mitzvos that enter the count of 613. Shein roili not mitzvot shein noagot ledorot, says the Rambam. The third concept is you do not count mitzvos that are not eternal. 613 mitzvot must be mitzvot that will be with the Jewish people forever. I want you to know. Ki omram tayag mitzvot ne'emrul on Moshe b'Sinai, when our sages said, Moshe was told that Sinai 613 mitzvot, morei aliyot zeh mispar u'mispar mitzvot noagot ledorot. That sentence is indicative of this concept that those mitzvos must be for generations. Ki mitzvot she'inan noagot ledorot en kesho lehem b'Sinai. The idea of Sinai is the idea of tradition, of continuum. And the fact that it is addressed to Sinai, the 613 mitzvot were given at Sinai, is to indicate that we are only interested in those mitzvot that will continue for generations. And the Rambam says, I don't care if the mitzvah was geographically given at Sinai, if that mitzvah was not given for generations, then that's not referred to as a mitzvah given at Sinai. The idea of saying 613 given at Sinai is continuum. Ve'omnam kivnu bomam b'Sinai. So then what do our sages mean by saying at Sinai? Lefi sheikar ha'Torah shnitna haya b'Sinai. Because the primary Torah was given at Sinai. Ve'umro yitale, that's what it says in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Alei elai ahara ve'yesham ve'etna lecha ad luchot evin v'atorah v'amitzvah shekatavti lo rotam. Ascend to me up the mountain, so I will give you over there the luchos, the two tablets, the Torah, the mitzvah that I've written for them, to teach them. Ubeviyur amru, me'eikra, and the Talmud over there in Makos clearly says, what's the source for this idea that there were 613 given at Sinai? Torah tzivalanu Moshe morasha. Moshe commanded us Torah as a heritage, continuum. What does it mean? Moshe gave us Torah. The numerical value of Torah v'italia, that's 611. So the other two, we heard from God directly when God said, I am your God, you shall not have any other beings that you worship. So that's how you end up with a number of 613. Moshe. So what our sages meant with this idea that the Pasuk alludes to the number 613 is that those commandments that Moshe commanded us, the mitzvos we heard directly from him in are in number like Torah 611. And what does the verse call it? It is the heritage of the congregation of Jacob. You can't call it morasha, you can't call it a heritage if it's not going to be around for generations. When do we call something an inheritance, a heritage? When it is something that will continue for generations. As the verse says, like the heavens will extend over the earth for generations. Our sages say you have 248 limbs corresponding to the 248 mitzvot to indicate the idea that every limb commands a person perform. V'chol yom v'yom, you have 365 prohibitions corresponding to the 365 days in the solar year, because it's as if each day kilu hu yazir oto me'avera. It's as though each day is warning a person of sin. So you see, the idea was that forever you have 365 mitzvot. So each day of the year warns about a mitzvah. Forever you have 248 limbs, 248 mitzvot. The ilu haya michlal haminyan mitzvot she'inan noagot ledorot, and if the count would encompass mitzvos that would not continue for generations, so then that rule is no longer relevant when you stop having that mitzvah. If there were 248 in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, but now there are 238, so you can't say each limb tells you go and do mitzvot. That's just, that doesn't work. You don't have the correspondence anymore. And then that statement of the Talmud would have a limited lifetime. And those others, he doesn't name them, erred in this idea as well. Because he was short in capacity, so he counted the verse, "V'lo yavo lirot kevalat hakodesh," the verse that says the Levites should not be present when the Kohanim cover up the Holy of Holies. That was only relevant for 40 years in the desert when we were traveling. Umana lo yavodod. We have another commandment that it says, Balviyim, with regard to the Levites, that when they hit the age of 50, they cease to do service. Now that was only relevant in the desert. Our tradition is that once they entered the land of Israel, the Levites continued working. These two mitzvahs are only relevant for the 40 years of the desert. And even though the Talmud does say, where do we have a concept, where do we have this idea that you're not allowed to steal a vessel from the temple? The Talmud says you learn the concept, you have an allusion to the concept from this verse. They shouldn't be present to even see the vessels of the Holy of Holies. But I don't even have to discuss this, as the Rambam. The Talmud itself said it is a remez, it is an illusion, and that's not the simple reading of the verse. That verse isn't teaching me that mitzvah. You can't call that biblical. Wow. So this is where the Ramban went head on. And you see, he's not going to get over there. The verse says, don't witness the folding up of the Holy of Holies, so you don't die. So the verse says, if the Levites transgress this, they're culpable to get the death penalty. The Rambam says, a person who steals the kasva, if he steals a vessel from the holy, he's not culpable for the death penalty. So you see, it's not indicated by that verse.
I understand. Where are we learning that he's culpable for the death?
It says, "V'lo yavo lirot kevalat hakodesh v'meit." If the Levites are there, when they fold up the Holy of Holies, they can expect the death penalty. Vameitu. So even though we say it's a remez, from there we have an allusion to this idea that you're not allowed to steal from the temple. But says the Rambam, you're not going to give him the death penalty over that. He doesn't get the death penalty at the hands of heaven. That's because it's not really indicated by the verse. It's just an allusion. Let's start again. If the Levite is there when it's folded up, he gets the death penalty bidei shamayim. But hagonevet hakasva, which is alluded to by that verse, the Rambam says would not get the death penalty.
So if he did get the death penalty, it would be more indicative that
That's the Ramban's claim against the Rambam. The Ramban is going to say, but the Talmud says we do give him the death penalty. The Talmud says, Kanoim Poginbo. So obviously the Talmud did learn it was derived from that verse. That's the Ramban's claim against the Rambam. Okay, let's summarize up there. You want to summarize?
The Rambam says that 613 mitzvot are only mitzvot that are the Dorot, that is forever. And he learns that from what he said, that they were given on Sinai. And Sinai is referring to eternal. to the tradition that lasts forever. And then he brought the what the Gemara says that the mitzvot are connected to the 248 limbs, 365 days, which are every day and every limb. And if you had one of those mitzvot was not forever, so you would be missing one of those days or limbs.
Are you following him?
And then that, what the Gemara said, would only have been true for a certain time period. And
the correspondence. Limbs for me.
And then he went on and he said that, what the others had counted as mitzvot, which are not mitzvot, right? And the Levim weren't supposed to be at the Mishkan when it gets set up, and then they stop working after 50, going to the Midbar. And they learned that we see that from that pasuk, even though there's a remez to a gonev, what's the word?
Kasva.
Kasva. And that is not really derived from this verse. As you see, he doesn't get the death penalty like the Levim would.
Not every mitzvah gets the death penalty.
No, but that verse says that the Levim gets the death penalty. And that's the verse we're learning about Agone the Death of Bach.
It's not a prohibition. If it were really derived from that verse, then it should get the same death penalty as what the commandment that's in the verse. Yeah.
We derived mitzvot included in the same.
That was the previous concept. That was the previous shoresh where the Rambam maintained that not.
Not,
and that would be the question. Well, that was talking about derived from the 13 laws of derivation. The question is, how was this derived? The lo yavo lirot kevala. But you're right. Theoretically, maybe that was encompassed. Ella, you have a good point. You're saying that the Rambam addressed that from that angle already too. Okay. Vani nifla, and what really stuns me, says the Rambam, mizeh shemana ilu alavin laman lo mana, the guy who counted these prohibitions, why didn't he also count omro baman? When the Torah says about the mana, it says, Ish al yotel mimenu ad boker, don't leave anything over till the morning. So obviously that was only relevant for those 40 years, but if you're going to count other mitzvahs that only pertain to those 40 years, count that too. Ve'omro yitale, and what the exalted one said in the Torah, al tatzar et Moab al titgar b'milchama, don't lay siege to the Moabites as you travel past them, don't arouse war with them. Ve'chein azara sheba b'vnei amon, al titzurim v'al titgar b'am. The warning with regard to the Ammonites, don't lay siege on them, don't irritate them. V'chein yimne gamken b'chlan mitzvot aseh, he should have also counted among the commandments umro, aseh lecha sarap v'simoto al nes. When God tells Moshe at that juncture, make yourself a copper snake and put it on a banner, on a pole. V'umro, and when the Torah says, when the man began falling, kach titzen en tachat v'ten shamam lo omer man, take the volume of an omer, of man, and put it in a jar. Just like he counted the tax that we gave at the end of the war with the Midianites, the tax that we gave the Kohanim, so he should have counted these as well. They were all one-time occurrences. The inauguration of the altar, that was also a one-time occurrence. So why do you count that and you don't count other one-time commandments? And he also counts when the Torah commands them to prepare themselves 3 days in advance of receiving the Torah. V'gamken, gamatzon v'abakar al yiru, you should have also counted when God warns them, don't let your cattle graze on that mountain. even though it was a one-time commandment. The people were warned not to ascend the mountain. You have many examples where God gave a commandment that was relevant to that day or that week or that year or that period. Why didn't he count all of them? God tells Moshe, pour the water on the ground, it'll turn to blood. Stick your hand into your shirt, it'll turn to tzaraz. Throw the staff on the floor, it'll turn to a snake. Grab the staff. You have a myriad of commandments. So you could say those were set to Moshe. But then again, take the jar and put man inside was also set to Moshe. Put the serpent on a copper serpent on a banner was also set to Moshe. Well, the Rambam says, he should have counted that.
No, but you said that people aren't counting specific Moshe mitzvahs like throwing stuff in the ground becomes a snake.
But the question is, if the Rambam asks, why didn't he count the snake on the banner, that was also a mitzvah to Moshe. That wasn't a mitzvah to Klal Yisrael. So if the Rambam holds that's a question against them, so then we have a slew of other questions.
Why does he hold that's a question then?
You want to say that's not a question because that was a personal commandment to Moshe. Okay.
The Levim and the Gonev, those are for the Anyone
okay. Counting the personal to Moshe with monuments as commandments?
I hear. So you have a. You say we have a partial answer. Okay. I'm not sure how we understand Al Tatzar et Moav. Hashem tells Moshe, don't lay siege on Moab. So Moshe was commander in chief. Is it a commandment to Moshe or Am Yisrael? I don't know. But that he did count, that commandment, don't lay siege on the Moabites. Not according to the Rambam, but yes, according to Baal Halachos Gedolos. Right, the Rambam is saying, there's someone else. He doesn't tell us who. But we know it's Baal Halachos Gedolos. There's someone else who counted this as a mitzvah. V'lo yispak ba'al sechel ki eilu kulam mitzvot nemu lo l'moshe tzivui v'azara. No one doubts. If you have a brain, you don't doubt that these were commandments to Moshe. Ach kulam hayu l'fi sha'ah. But they were commandments relevant to that time. V'inan agot l'dorot. They are not commandments that pertain for generations. And that's why they should not be counted, says the Rambam.
Leaving siege to Moab is a commandment to the Dorot?
The Rambam says not.
Right, you can't bring that as well.
The Rambam says he counted it, and I say you can't.
Right.
That's what the Rambam saying. Ovavur Ashur Shazen Roy Limnot Brachot VeKalalot SheNitztavu. And because of this concept, you cannot count what we just read in last week's parsha, the commandment to bless. To say the blessings and curses upon entering the land of Israel. Shenitztavu ben begrizim ve'eval. The commandment to say them on atop Mount Grizim and Mount Eval. Ve'lo b'nyan ha'mizbech shenitztavinu. Nor the commandment in last week's parsha to build the altar in Mount Grizim. Livnoto b'voinu be'etz Kenan. To build that altar upon entering the land of Canaan. Ke'elu kula mitzvot lefisha. These are all mitzvot that pertain to the moment. Ve'lo ha'tzivu she'tzivanu sh'nakriv kol be'ma sh'nirtze le'echol mimena shlamim. Ki ze tziva b'midbar levad. During the period we were in the desert, we had a commandment, you couldn't eat meat unless you offered it as a sacrifice. That's what it says in Parshas Achrimos. If people want to eat meat, let them bring it as a sacrifice. So the Sifra says, the commandment to bring them, that's a mitzvah sase, even though the Sifra calls it a mitzvah sase, and it was a mitzvah sase, in the desert alone. As the Torah explains later on, that generations afterwards, once we left the desert, would be permitted to eat meat just because they felt like it, without bringing it as a sacrifice. And that's what we read in last week's parsha. You could eat meat whenever you want. And if we were really supposed to count these type of mitzvot, היה מה שציווה בו משה מן היום שהתנבא עד יום מותו, חוץ מהמצוות הנהגות לדורות, יותר מ-300 מצוות. Then the commandments that Moshe was commanded from the day he began prophesizing to the day he died, aside from the mitzvot that pertained for generations, just Moshe's personal mitzvot would reach a count that exceeds 300 mitzvot. Shenimne kol tzivu sheba mitzrayim, when we count every commandment, when he enters Egypt, go to Egypt, go to Pharaoh, gather the elders, v'chol ma sheba b'miluim, and then the commandments in the miluim, how he should erect the Mishkan, v'zulatam kulam ktuvim b'tzura mehem, aseh umehem lo taseh. You have all these commandments. Go tell Aaron, go tell the Nesim, go appoint the Tzalel. You have so many commandments. Okay? So, you have some assay, some prohibition, some los assay. So now, says the Rambam, he's putting his final nail in the coffin. And if Baal Halachos Gadol doesn't count all of them, so then consistency demands of him not to count even one of them. And not like those others did, that he needed, he was short on the 613, so he siphoned a bit of those mitzvos to add to his number. And this is what I want to explain in this fundamental concept. Only mitzvos that pertain for generations get counted. He ended up with a count of 600, he was short 13 mitzvot. The way he counted, he came up short. So he had to count these. That's how the Rambam explains. He says, otherwise, I have no explanation why he counted inconsistently. And now we begin the Ramban, whose job is always to defend the earlier generations, even though often he sides with the Rambam. As we saw in the previous Shoresh, he writes, what a beautiful work the Rambam wrote. Other than this point, I love everything he said. This point I really have contention with. So we know already that even though the Ramban is going to fight and defend Baal Halachos Gedolos, the Ramban really sides with the Rambam ordinarily. But let's see. We're going back to the beginning of the Shoresh to begin the Ramban, to be continued this Hashem Sunday. Huh?